Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, August the 24th, 2014.
Yeah. Yes, sirree, partner. Israel was in a heap of hurt.
Out here in the Old West, we can really relate to what they were going through. Nothing makes a grown cowboy want to cry more than to have some low-down, good-for-nothing varmints rustling your cattle and destroying your crops. You'd be crying, too, if you were in Israel's boots, or sandals.
Since Joshua had died, Israel had had such a rough ride and so many ups and downs that a bunkin' bronco would seem more like the pony right outside the thrifty market. They would have great victories, but then when things were all fat, dumb, and happy, Israel went up and just start being plain old dumb.
Sometimes they were dumber than a gunny sack full of rocks. They'd go out and start sinning against God, and that led to humiliating defeat and oppression. Each time, when things got bad enough, Israel, bellowing like a lost calf, would come crawling back, crying out to God for deliverance.
Each time, God would show his mercy and raise up a man or woman to lead Israel to victory.
Well, this time, the Midianites were the ones doing all the cattle rustling, and for good measure, throwing in a little crop destroying. The Bible says they were like locusts, totally devastating all the land.
One thing you can't always count on, when God's children cry out to him, he hears them. First, God sent a prophet to refresh his children's memory and to encourage them.
Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, it was I who brought you out of Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery. Now I was the one who brought you out of the hands of all your oppressors. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live, but yet not obey me.
After the prophet's announcement, a messenger visited this guy named Gideon and set God's plan for mess solving into motion.
Is it all clear, Father?
Yes, son, but hurry. You can work on the grain here in the wine press, and it is not the season for grapes. I don't think the Midianites will think to look here for any wheat.
But we've got to be very careful. The flour we get from this wheat will have to last us a long time.
You can work on the wheat here in the wine press, and I'll stand watch. Later, if we're able to sneak another bundle in, you can stand watch, and I'll do the work.
Thank you. talking about? Can't you see the trouble we're in here? Is this part of God's plan?
The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior.
Now there's a good one. 10,000 comedians out of work, and you're making jokes.
The Lord is with you, O valiant warrior.
If God is with us, why are we in such terrible trouble? He brought us up out of Egypt, but now he has abandoned us and given us into the hands of the Midianites.
The Lord has chosen you to deliver Israel from the hands of the Midianites.
How am I supposed to do that? I'm sure you know my family is not very influential around here, and that I'm the youngest member in the family. And to be honest with you, now I wouldn't want anyone around here to hear me say this, but I kind of get left out when it comes to this bravery stuff.
But I will be with you and enable you to defeat the Midianites as easy as if you were just fighting one man.
Well, now that sounds just dandy. But frankly, I don't know you, and until I've got more to go on, I'm not going to get too excited about that possibility.
Gideon needed more evidence than the message he was being given was from the Lord. He wasn't about to buy a pig and a poke.
God obliged by sending the fire that consumed the meal Gideon had prepared for this stranger. Now this Gideon fellow was a little thick-headed, but when it finally dawned on him that the messenger was an angel from the Lord, it brought Gideon incredible peace in spite of their circumstances.
figured out who sent me, here's what you are to do. Go pull down the altars of El and the wooden idol next to it.
How am I supposed to do that? I'm just one guy. Have you seen the size of that idol?
If you would just listen and let me finish. I was about to say, you're going to need some help. So take two bulls with you. Use one of the bulls to help you destroy the altar and the idol. Then when the job is done, you take the other bull and sacrifice it to the Lord. Now Gideon, giddy up and get along.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me get this straight. The Lord is appointing me to be the chairman of the local Urban Redevelopment Commission? Don't you understand that many of the local citizens are not going to be very happy with this project?
I've said it once, I've said it twice. Don't make me say it thrice. Giddy up and get along.
Anything else?
Just one more thing.
What's that?
Get it done!
Joash, I heard your son Gideon destroyed the altar of Baal.
Yeah, and he cut down the idol beside the altar.
And he deserves to die for that, so bring him out or we're coming in after him.
Now let me get this straight. Baal is your all-powerful god, but you have to defend him. Now if I were an all-powerful god and someone tore down my altar, I would want to get rid of myself. Let Baal fight himself. Well, Gideon, you're not finished with what God has for you to do.
What do you mean?
Well, remember earlier when I said that you were chosen to deliver Israel from the hands of the Midianites?
Right, about that. I've been thinking. If the Lord is really going to use me to deliver Israel, as you say, I really think I need more to go on. And for that, I need to ask the Lord for a sign.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I thought that I'd leave this piece of wool here on the threshing floor overnight and ask to make the wool damp with dew in the morning, but make the ground around it dry. If he does that, then I'll know what he says is true.
Well, as you might suspect, God gave Gideon the reassurance that he needed. But that wasn't enough for Gideon. He had to have one more sign.
If it was me, I'd be thinking about giving him the old rattlesnake and the bedroll sign about now. But God's a mite more patient than your average cowpoke. Once more, he provided the exact sign Gideon asked for.
Finally, Gideon, along with 32,000 men, prepared to fight the Midianites.
I hate to tell you this, but if you take that many men into battle, they might become proud thinking that they did it with their own might. Gideon, you need to have a reduction in force. Or as they say in the military, Gideon, get rid of some of these guys.
Now, wait a minute. You know there are so many Midianites out there, they're like locusts swarming a land. And you think I've got too many men?
That's right. The Lord wants you to let everyone who's afraid to go home.
All right. Anybody who is afraid to go into battle against Midian can go home. No, Don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
I thought you might take yourself up on that offer.
Don't think I didn't consider it.
I know this is tough on you, and I'm so glad you're hanging in there, but we're not finished.
Don't tell me.
Yes, there's still too many, but...
There are still too many men. There are still too many. Does God have a plan to reduce the number?
I thought you'd never ask. Go take all the men down to the stream and those who are only concerned with drinking the water and lapping it up like a dog. You don't want them. The ones you want are those who cut their hands and drink the water with their hands.
Now, you mean they have to think about how they drink?
Well, I guess you could say that. But they won't really know what you're looking for. Just remember one thing.
What's that?
You lead your force to water, but you can't make them think.
Right.
Now that sign kind of shocks you right out of your boots, doesn't it? Granny and doing something just as the Lord directed.
I know it's hard to believe, but he did, and as a result, ended up with only 300 men. That night, the Lord continued his plan and again spoke to Gideon.
Gideon, 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 Gideon,
In spite of the signs he had already received from the Lord, Gideon was still afraid.
But the Lord was totally understanding, and again provided a sign of assurance to Gideon.
I understand you might be kind of afraid, so go ahead and take your servant down to the camp of the Midianites. You might be interested in what you find.
Guys, I think we're in big trouble. I dreamt last night that a big loaf of bread rolled into camp and destroyed our tents.
Oh no, not the old one-way whirlwind nightmare. I hadn't had that dream in a long time. But I did have a dream that I was walking down some stairs and I slipped. Have you guys ever had that dream before?
This is no laughing matter. It's nothing other than the sword of Gideon. It is a sign that God has given our camp into his hand.
Now that sign stopped Gideon right in his track. He was so in awe that the Lord was even going to tell the other side that they were going to lose, that he took time right there to worship.
That night, Gideon returned to camp to finalize the battle plan, and an unusual battle plan it was.
Gideon, men, the Lord has delivered the Midianites into our hands, and here's how we're going to do it. I need three lines. Everyone, trumpets in one hand, pitchers in the other, and make sure your torches are in your pitchers.
Thank you.
Him before, you would have thought him as an unlikely candidate for the role of hero. You might think yourself as an unlikely candidate for any significant role in God's kingdom.
First of all, you need to understand that no matter where God has placed you, there are no insignificant roles to play. You also need to remember, as Gideon learned, that no matter how unqualified you feel for the task, no matter how overwhelming the obstacles, no matter how terrified the possibilities you are, God understands those fears.
But he still wants you to giddy up, get along, and get it done. You can always be sure he will be peace for the journey, strength for the struggles, and source for the victory.
Yeah. everybody, because I'm just going to use everybody, because we didn't do a program. Fred and I both just totally forgot to do a program. I think that shows our age, and we're sorry. So anyway, I'm going to start. Pastor likes to do this, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things that we do. I'm going to pass the microphone down, and I want you to tell your name and your grade. And Pastor likes for your mom and dad to stand up, or your grandmother, or your aunt or uncle, or whoever's here with you. So if you would do that, that would be great. We're going to start with Gideon. Didn't Gideon do a great job?
My name is Luke, and I'm in fifth grade, and my parents are here. And
Hi, my name is Anna, and I am in second grade.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, my name's Noah, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Jun Sue, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Connor, and I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and I'm in first grade.
My name is Landon, and I'm in second grade.
Zoe, and I'm in third grade.
My name is Timothy McDye, and I'm in first grade.
I did it.
My name is Jamie, and I'm in second grade.
Hi, my name is Lauren. I'm in fourth grade.
Hi, my name's Delaney, and I'm in third grade.
My name's Natalie, and I'm in third grade.
My name is Natalie, and I'm in first grade.
My name is Meredith, and I'm in third grade.
Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm in second grade.
Hi, my name is Jeffrey, and I'm in first grade.
My name is Danielle, and I am in first grade.
My name is Carter, and I am in first grade.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I am in first grade.
My name is Luke, and I'm in first grade.
Hi, my name is Judah, and I'm in first grade.
Thank you so much for allowing us to work with the children. I think it's so important to get music in their hearts and their minds as we do the Word of God, because it's something that sticks with them. I know that I can sing songs, and I know you can too, that you learned when you were young, and when they are building biblical principles into their hearts and lives, I just think it's just so important. So thank you for the opportunity to work with them, and I think they did a great job.
Hi, my name is Steven. I have no idea what grade I'm in. Wow, wasn't that great? And
I want all of you to know that your mommies and daddies would really love to hear your horns tomorrow morning when you first get up, and so you have my permission to blow them. Thank you for coming. We have a variety of things that are in the process of happening. Are we, what, 2 weeks from Awana starting? And so Awana starting in 2 weeks, and I think the small groups and a lot of the work that we're doing with teenagers, that's already started. And so we're kind of excited about our young people and all that the Lord's doing in their lives. Thanks so much for coming. There is a shower that's going to take place in just a few moments back in the hospitality room, and we encourage you to be a part of that. Father, for this night, we thank you. We thank you for the children that you give us and the way that they can learn to love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.